Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Dr. Karen Hardy, Deputy Director for Risk Management within the U.S. Department of Commerce. So, Karen, I talked to many of my guests about the use of collaboration and partnerships among agency and the private sector to achieve mission results. Would you tell us how you're leveraging partnerships to improve operations and outcomes, and how are you collaborating?
Well, I think collaboration is key for the future. It's just like with technology, how technology has removed the borders of for businesses to do business now. You can do business overseas from your living room, you know, so the borders have been removed. I think it's the same thing with risk management. Back in 2009, the International Standards Organization, ISO, issued ISO 31000. It was the very first international risk management standard ever issued. Principles-based, and is applicable across all industries. It's that generic. But it pretty much tells you, if you're doing risk management the right way, here's ISO 31000 to guide you. A lot of them are starting to use them, just like with COVID. So this is a balance all over the place. The key is the fact that because people are starting to apply the same type of principles, the common principles, now we can actually talk across industries about risk management. So it's not a foreign concept to me versus a big corporation. When we say risk, then we're talking about the same thing because of the standards and the other things that's taking place externally to bring us all together. So in the future, collaboration is going to be key because now we can actually talk to universities, corporations about how they manage risk. And it's very important to be able to do that because the business of government, we have contractors, we have grantees, they all need to manage risk.
Yes.
And we need a way to engage and bring that conversation together. So in terms of collaboration, I think building those partnerships with private industry and government is essential.
So, you know, you mentioned future. So I want to get a sense, whether it's, you know, across the federal enterprise or within commerce, what does the future hold in this area of risk management, enterprise risk management?
The future is bright, Michael. Absolutely. The future is absolutely bright because what it does, there are no limitations. Sure. This is not just for the CEO or the COO or the deputy secretary. That's the great thing about it. You could be anyone within an organization that appreciate these principles and concepts and apply to where you are. That makes the organization all the more better. I mean, wouldn't you want to be in a place where your employees, the secretary, the contract specialist, they all understand the concepts and tenets of risk management and they manage where they are. So it's not a foreign concept. Yeah. It's part of day-to-day, you know, business operations. So the future is bright, educational-wise, mm-hmm. application-wise, measurement-wise. I don't think you can go to any business anywhere across the world and they aren't thinking about enterprise risk management.
So I want to know, before you go, what advice would you give someone who is considering a career in public service?
Well, first of all, I think it's a great decision to serve. It's an amazing opportunity to serve the American people. And I'm often surprised by counterparts outside of the federal government that I interact with. Their faces literally light up when they hear the fact that we're doing enterprise risk management and on a large scale.
Yeah.
They're really surprised and happy to hear about that. So I would recommend anyone that's considering career in public service to really stay on top of, you know, key business trends impacting all lines of business, such as human resources and information technology. They should really stay plugged into the different ways that lead to innovation in these areas. And strive to be someone who can solve problems and provide solutions. I think that's very important. Leveraging collaborations and partnerships will be the key as resources become harder to come by. So that's very significant. And this will continue to catapult creativity and ingenuity within the federal space. So to me, these are just some of the skills that would be great assets in public service.
Great. Well, Karen, it was great to have you, and thank you for your time today. But more importantly, I'd like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Thank you so much.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with Dr. Karen Hardy, Deputy Director for Risk Management at the U.S. Department of Commerce. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan. Thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.